I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
I feel delirious right now. I can't stop laughing. Oh my God. If you go to our Instagram at Christine and Salt, you'll see Salt hates my shoes. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, they just look like a jacket on your feet.
All right, Chrissy Teigen's daughter is so absolutely adorable.
Oh, my God. Luna is hilarious. She's 3 years old, and she fakes being sick so she can stay home from school and write a song. So she sat there, and she convinced her mom, Chrissy Teigen, that she was too sick to go to school.
Yes.
And wrote that original song that I understand John Legend is currently scoring.
Producing.
Yeah.
But isn't it the job of children everywhere to convince their parents that they are sick and need to stay home?
Yeah. How do you believe a three-year-old? Come on, Chrissy. That's on you.
Liam Hemsworth might have some problems. He's due in court to finalize his divorce.
Yeah, it seems like that they thought it was just going to be an amicable split and they weren't going to have to show up to court. But Miley Cyrus's lawyers are requesting some documents. So it looks like this may actually go and get inside of a courtroom.
Well, what kind of documents do they need?
I don't know.
They're done with each other. That's it. They've both moved on.
Sometimes our legal system just makes it way too hard.
Now, the feds have hit R. Kelly with a new charge, Salt. They claim he made a fake ID for Aaliyah, who was 15 years old at the time, in order for them to get married. They're now charging him basically with bribery.
Wow. They are just, they're digging into his past and just finding anything they can to make him stay in jail.
Well, officially, it's Racketeering Act 1.
Holy smokes. All right, this is a crazy story. I came across this. John Travolta was on James Corden the other night.
Yeah.
And he was there with Sam Taylor Johnson and Erin Johnson, who she's the director of Erin Johnson's new movie. They wrote it together. They're married in real life. And they were talking about directing your spouse in a love scene. And then John Travolta says, hold my beer, because during Jerry Maguire, his wife, Kelly Preston, who starred in that opposite Jerry Maguire, opposite Tom Cruise,
yeah.
They had that really fervent love scene.
Indeed.
He had no idea about it. He's sitting in the screener and watching his wife up on screen with her. He goes, yeah, that's an awkward conversation afterwards.
Well, I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're Kelly Preston. Do you tell him? Do you tell him so he's mad, constantly stomping around the house while she's trying to be professional? Or do you just let him be mad for one night when he sees it up on the big screen?
I saw that love scene. There was nothing professional about that.
I think you saw that love scene twice.
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.